Thank you, Johanna, for reading our scripture passage this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Ezekiel offers a powerful image, a poetic vision of a cedar sprig handpicked by God, transplanted to a high and lofty mountain for all to witness. The roots of the sprig grow deep below the surface, drawing its life from the nutrient-rich soil. It grows tall just as it grows deep. The sprig grows strong and proud, its branches wide, catching the sunlight, a buffet of food which allow it to bear bountiful bushes of fruit. This proud cedar does not stand alone, but every bird, every kind of bird, every species of bird, regardless of its size, its color, its chirp, finds refuge in its shade. The sprig has purpose. The sprig is loved. Hungry birds have food to eat. They have a place to belong. High on the mountain for all to witness, the once sprig proudly stands connected to the hand that plucked it and planted it and now gives it life and gives life and refuge to all God's critters. Ezekiel offers this powerful image to God's people at a time in history when their wells of divine imagination drew empty buckets. This is a moment in the history when the nation is torn in two, when King Nebuchadnezzar conquers the capital of Jerusalem. This is a moment in history when God's people are divided between those who have to find a way amongst the rubble that is now Jerusalem and those who have been forced into captivity in Babylon. Ezekiel speaks prophetically and poetically God's word to a broken people, weary and worn down, about what God can do with a broken sprig. But was it enough for them? Was this image of shalom, of God's work in creating harmony and peace, all just silver lining nonsense? Was this vision too utopian, too perfect, too holistic, impossible to envision? After all, it's difficult to imagine another way when you are in the midst of change and exile. When you yourself are drowning, sinking further, just trying to keep your head above water. We are coming up on that time of year when we remember that great vision for our country. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Accordingly, good government upholds these rights for all men. Beautiful vision. I used to read them every 2nd of July, which is when the Continental Congress voted to approve these words. But as the ink dried, there were certain men, women, and children who were considered no more human than the plow used in the field. And soon after, all men are created equal. Those with dark skin pigments were considered 3/5 of a person. Grand visions of salvation, of a time when we finally arrived in the promised land, when the wolf lies down with the lamb, when war isn't learned and peace is the only way, appears to be a fool's hope. It will never happen. And we know that it will never happen. Ezekiel's vision is bold and hope-filled, but when you are the one exiled, when you are the slave, when you are the immigrant, when you are concerned with justice and cannot see justice, these words of Kumbaya appear removed from reality. As for many of us, we too are waiting for that time when everything finally falls into place. Our body is healthy. Our loved ones have everything they need. Our community takes care of one another. Unfortunately, I don't think we ever arrive at that time. Do you? It's like tuning into a baseball game. It's the ninth inning, and you find that your team is down by 10 runs. Sure, there's no clock, and when you have one out, anything is possible, but it's probably safe to turn off the TV. And I think we do that spiritually. The kingdom of God, I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. And so I have a hunch that many of the exiles who are torn from their homes, their families, their way of living, and places of worship were given these words of hope and thought, no way God can do this. These words are pointing to the impossible and improbable vision of peace for their time. And so much so that they may have been skeptic of these words. However, what if the power of these words are not in what God will do, but what God has already done? What if these words are drawing attention not to this larger picture, but the picture right before their very eyes? Through simple acts of God in the moment, where peace and justice are thriving, standing as witness upon the mountain, perhaps it's that witness which could conjure a hope for their moment in history. After all, God connects us in many ways. We are connected to God's love through the love that others have shown us. And so the question for those of us who are needing a little bit of hope in these days is, who in your life has been a witness of God's love for you? Who has revealed God's love to you? We are connected to God's grace through those who have been gracious to us, those who have given up of their time, their resources, their patience, without any repayment necessary. Who in your life has been a witness of God's deep and abundant grace? When we pay attention, not to the entire forest, but to a single tree, a single witness, we come to experience God is real. God cares. God is on the move, even in this. As we live in such divided times, where there is pressure to join sides, to join tribes, to win or to get on top, this morning's passage envisions a community as God would have it. This community welcomes brokenness, creates space to grow and flourish. What community has connected you to the kingdom of God? What community creates a space for brokenness, disagreement, where belonging is not conditioned on anything besides being your truest self, where others look out for you, check in with you, and ask how you are doing on your journey? Have you experienced God's community? This week in VBS, community was our theme. We are links of love with God. And because love links us to God's love, we are linked to family and friends, and we are linked to those in need. And one day this week, during the Bible story, I had Luke come up and act out some scenarios of times where someone might need God's love. The first was Luke sitting at a lunch table in the school cafeteria all by himself. And one by one, kids came up. Olivia said, "You can sit with me and my friends." Jamie said, "Can I sit down with you?" There was another scenario included Luke running on the playground and falling on the ground. He loved doing this over and over, as you can imagine. And one by one, kids came up, and Eliza asked if there was anything that she could do to help him. And Rodney asked, "Are you okay?" It may seem small. It may seem insignificant. But these actions, in the world we live in today, are tall as cedars. We long for politicians and corporations to act from this heart, from God's heart. But that's not where our hope comes from. It comes from the grandmother whose compassion lives for generations beyond herself, who was and is a tall cedar. The friend that forgave us when they didn't have to, and we didn't want to forgive ourselves, who was a tall cedar. The people that believe all people are created equal, who challenge and protest and work to make those words a reality, who are tall cedars. God has given us many witnesses, even in this day. So if our hope comes from a future time when we have no worries or pains, if our hope comes from a time when there is no war, when racism is ended, when that one political leader loses power, then our hope will be shriveled and dried. However, our God is a God that can take a broken sprig that God has chosen, and God replants that in a fertile ground. And with God's care, it grows. And with God's green thumb, its fruit is bountiful and branches wide. Birds of every kind, every species of bird, regardless of size or color or chirp, finds its refuge in its shade. This vision may not be for the entire cosmos, but it can be for each of us, for a church in the midst of division and exile, to be for themselves connected with God, a community of shalom, a witness to a higher, more loving way. This hope will always be enough and will see us through all. Amen. Amen.